everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oceania, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Indo-Pacific Command. Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, been my guide on this vast part of the planet for several years now. And she's testified before Congress for several years as well. Various members and four members of Congress are most concerned with the islands of the Pacific in particular because there's a contest underway. The People's Republic of China is looking to influence decision-making in all these sovereign states and even those where there is an attachment to the old colonial empires out of Europe. We go now to Palau, part of a string of sovereign states, Marshalls, Micronesia, that are vital to the defense not only of the United States and Hawaii, but also our allies in East Asia, the Philippines and Japan, and especially Taiwan, Palau. Cleo, you've reported on Palau for many years now. I've gotten used to the fact that this is a gentle place of great import if you're a tourist and want to lie on a beach. However, recently there's been lots of news about Palau having to do with a contest with China. Give us an understanding of what Congress is interested in and what has happened that needs attention. Good evening to you.
Good evening. So Palau is right to the east of the Philippines and north of Indonesia. It has a population of about 20,000 people, and it recognizes Taiwan. It also has this very unique relationship that you hinted at with the United States, this Compact of Free Association, which means that the U.S. has strategic denial. It can tell other militaries to leave the waters and land in air, and it can also put in military installations. So if you know your World War II history, this is the site of the Battle of Peleliu and the island of Peleliu. Currently, the Marines have rebuilt that old runway. They've done that over the last year or two. And there's a over-the-horizon radar installation that's going in on the island of Angar, site of another battle. So it's not a huge U.S. military presence, but because of its location and the fact that it recognizes Taiwan, in the case of an attack on Taiwan, the Chinese definitely are going to want to disable it, at least make it neutralize whatever could come at it from Palau. Because it recognizes Taiwan, that means that what Chinese have been trying to do is use things like Chinese organized crime to destabilize it internally and maybe get in a more a government that's more in line with Chinese interests rather than with the national interests of Palau. There was a presidential election last November. The president was reelected. This is a president that is a very staunch defender of democracy domestically, and as a result, he's definitely sticking with Taiwan. And what he did after he came in was he gave his national security coordinator's office the authority to go after overstayers and people who are there illegally and to deport bad actors. So they've been denying visas at a very high rate for Chinese who are coming in. They broke up illegal gambling operations run by Chinese. They broke up some scamming operations and deported some really bad actors, including two Chinese who had tried to start up a country within a country in the Marshall Islands. You might remember that story. They showed up in Palau, tried to get in, got immediately kicked out. So they've been fighting on the political warfare front in a way that very few countries have. They've done it with courage, intelligence, tenacity, and over the last 3 months, fundamentally changed their domestic security profile. And Congress has taken note, and in fact, there's going to be a congressional delegation from the House Foreign Affairs Committee heading to Palau soon, within the next few weeks, I think. So they wanted to know a little bit more about what the challenges are in Palau and how the U.S. can help.
The nature of Palau suggests that it's not all by itself in a concern of the U.S. government. The linkage with the Marshalls and Micronesia. Explain that, Cleo, so people understand this vast map of ocean has vital points, and this is one, three of them. How does it work?
Yeah, so I would argue that this is actually the geographical pivot of American history. And I know that sounds like a grand statement, but if you go back to McKinley, for example, one of the reasons that that the U.S. entered the Spanish-American War in the Pacific and took the Philippines and Guam from the Spanish, was McKinley explicitly said he was concerned if the Spanish controlled the Philippines, they would be able to get across the Pacific and hit California and Oregon. And similarly with Hawaii, there were the commercial interests and all that, but the French had raided Hawaii in the 1850s. And there was, again, concern, because in the 19th century, the concern was mostly over European colonial powers, that if the French set up in Hawaii, then the coast, again, the U.S. coast would be at risk. So we talk a lot about the first and second island chain, but which are these north-south chains of islands that go off the coast of Asia, Japan, Taiwan, Philippines, down that way. But those chains are important for Asia, for containing Asia. The chain that's important for defending the U.S. is the chain that goes east-west across the center of the Pacific to get to Asia, but highways go both ways. So it can get you to Guam in the Philippines, and it can get somebody from an aggressive colonial or Asian power to the U.S. And the Japanese understood this really well. McKinley took the Philippines and Guam, but he didn't take the other Spanish possessions in the middle of the Pacific, which is what's now basically Palau, Federated States of Micronesia. The Germans bought those and tied it up with what they had as well. And so the Germans held the center of the Pacific from 19 until 1914, when the Japanese took them, and as a result of World War I. So from 1914 to 1944, the Japanese controlled the middle of the Pacific, and that's what helped them do exactly what McKinley was worried about, which is hit Pearl Harbor and be in a position potentially to hit the west coast of the U.S. So after the 100,000 Americans died at those battles across the center of the Pacific, Philippines, of course, went independent. Guam was held onto, and that zone across the center of the Pacific, which makes up these three countries, eventually went independent, but entered into this very unique agreement with the U.S. No other countries have this agreement with the U.S., where the U.S. promises to defend them, has strategic denial, and the people of those countries can freely live and work in the U.S. They can study at U.S. universities at in-state rates. It's a close familial relationship, which was the word that Reagan used. So that core of the Central Pacific, which now consists of Federated States of Micronesia, Marshall Islands.
We have 30 Palau. Seconds. 30 seconds, Cleo.
Yeah, and Palau. If the U.S., if an aggressive foreign power controls it, they can deny the U.S. Trade and strategic reach across the Pacific, and they can fundamentally change the future of the United States. And that's what China's trying to do now.
Cleo Pascal, a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, watching Oceania and Palau in particular, of vital concern to the U.S., and it's good to hear to Congress. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.